I was borderline diabetic. Holy shit. I have tried every fad diet you could possibly think of and ate ice cream every single night for about 16 weeks. And I got down to about 9% body fat. I look back during that time many years ago when I was fad dieting and restricting myself. It's just a form of punishment. Your relationship with food is the second most important relationship you'll ever have. We don't believe in restriction over here. I was deflated. I was confused. And so it was at that moment in my life that I said, would you believe me if I told you that I was once 30 kilos heavier and on the brink of becoming diabetic? My journey from there to here wasn't about shedding kilos. It was about gaining a new perspective on nutrition and wellness. This podcast is my way of sharing this journey with you. Hello and welcome to Chew On This, a podcast where every bite brings us closer to debunking health myths and understanding the importance of proper nutrition. I'm your host, Amawa Kim, the co-founder of EQ. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am so grateful that you're here. This podcast is your seat on a table in a community where we dissect the science of nutrition and sort through the clutter of diet culture. Whether you're navigating through your own health challenge, looking to optimize your nutrition, or simply hungry for knowledge, you're in the right place. Together, we'll explore the right foods to transform not only how we look, but how it makes us feel and live. And we won't be doing it alone. Each week, we'll be bringing in amazing experts to share their insights, ensuring that you get a full menu of perspectives with health and nutrition. With that being said, let's bite into today's topic. I thought we could start with my own personal journey and how I got to where I am today. There have been pivotal parts in my journey that have reshaped my understanding of what being healthy truly is. And I plan on unpacking all these stories with you today. So let's rewind many years back to my childhood where it all began. I grew up in a Lebanese family, and that meant that we were not short of amazing food. However, unfortunately, it put me in a position where I was carrying too much weight than I should have, but at the time wasn't really aware of it. So it's that common case of, hey, it wasn't my fault. I'm blaming my parents for this one. So I grew up carrying excess weight and didn't realize until I was at the age of 16. So at 16, went to the GP, got your normal health check, and was told that I was borderline diabetic. For a 16-year-old, that's quite confronting. And I had to make a choice. It was either potentially take medication for the rest of my life or make a change. And of course, I went with the latter. So off I went, embarking on my transformation journey. And from that day onwards, I made an oath to really change my life. So much like most of my listeners out there, I have tried every fad diet you could possibly think of. Cutting carbs, keto, paleo, shake diets, restriction, everything. I have tried over and over and over again. And yes, they were successful in the means that I would lose 5 kilos, but it left me with putting 10 back on. And the reason being was because I did not have a good relationship with food. So after many years of fad dieting, going through that yo-yo cycle of binge, restrict, I was fed up. I was deflated, I was confused, and I was so desperate to find a solution that would allow me to sustain my results, but to also enjoy life in the process. And that's when I became educated on nutrition. I started to understand what food I was putting in my body and how that would impact not only my physical transformation, but my mental health. And so upon understanding nutrition, I decided to test science to the absolute limits and really test the concept of there's no good food or bad food, everything in moderation, right? And so started an Instagram account many years ago and ate ice cream every single night for about 16 weeks. I got to the end of the 16-week period and I got down to about 9% body fat. And I'm not sure how much you guys know about body fat on female, but that is super, super low. And it was at that point in my journey that I was like, holy shit, I don't need to restrict myself in order to get to my transformation goals, and I sure as hell don't need to stop eating the food that I love and just make friends with food and have a positive relationship with food, because I feel like I can actually sustain my results. And so it was at that moment in my life that I said, this is the message that I need to share with the world. And that's how EQ was born. So I co-founded EQ back in 2016. So again, many, many years ago. And the purpose of building this business was to educate people on how to have proper nutrition in a very balanced manner. So enjoying your wine on the weekend and having your favorite pizza and pasta and ice cream while feeling and looking good. And keyword, feeling. I truly believe that the transformation starts with the mind. If you do not address your relationship with food, your weight loss journey will only ever be a band-aid solution to all of this. And so it's so important that you spend the time really focusing on building a positive relationship with food before embarking on a journey like this. Had I not stopped worrying about weight loss and started focusing on loving myself and loving my food again, I would have not sustained my 30 kilo weight loss for over 10 years. And I think looking back at all of this, right, I think the biggest accomplishment in everything that I've achieved has been sustaining my weight loss, because you hear so many success stories of people losing incredible amounts of weight, but really the most successful ones are the ones that can keep it off for the rest of their lives. And so EQ was born because we wanted to create a space and a community and a platform where you could learn how to eat for your body and your goals, allowing you to enjoy all of the food that you love in moderation, but also just to make friends with food. We love flavor in every meal. We love celebrating with food, but we also love celebrating your wins and your progress. And so for me, being able to replicate that same journey to our community, allowing them to not only achieve their goals, but provide them with the tools to sustain it for the rest of their lives, was something that I wanted to be a part of and is the reason why EQ exists today. I look back at that time during my phase of restriction, which I know a lot of you listening right now are probably still experiencing that. It is not a form of self-love. Restricting and depriving yourself of foods is a form of punishment. You are essentially taking away something that your body needs. And I think as females particularly, our body actually requires a substantial amount of food for our hormones to regulate and just to be alive, just to be healthy. And to put yourself on extremely low calorie diets, to cut carbs and to remove this and to remove that, it's just a form of punishment. And so I look back and I think, wow, I feel sorry for myself. I can't believe that I actually tortured myself in the way that I did when I was dieting in such a restrictive manner. And so, you know, a question that I commonly get asked is, do you ever find yourself going back to those habits and restricting yourself as like a quick fix? And absolutely not, because I spent so many years doing the work on becoming educated on what nutrition really was and what my body needed. And so today I get to enjoy cake on the weekend. And, you know, for everyone that knows me, I love tiramisu and pasta and fries and burgers, but I do it all in moderation. And that's because I know exactly what my body requires. And so for me, this podcast, I hope, is a space where you'll learn more about nutrition. You'll learn how you can optimize your nutrition, but also achieve your health goals through food. Food plays such a significant part. And I say so often that your relationship with food is the second most important relationship you'll ever have, for the reason that it dictates so much. We eat to live, we eat to feel good, we eat for performance, we eat to sleep better, we eat for better mental health, right? And if you can get that element right in your life, so eating proper nutrition for you, everything else honestly just falls into place. So I hope this podcast is a place where you'll learn, where we'll challenge your thinking, things that you grew up thinking about food for so many years. And I hope that we can debunk all of these health myths that exist out there. There are so many wellness coaches and, you know, influencer pages that are starting trends on, you know, ways of dieting, when really it's all about moderation. And we will teach you exactly that throughout this podcast series. I hope this podcast series also empowers you. it empowers you to have the confidence to take that first step, to show you that it's actually not daunting to go on a health journey, whatever that may be, whether it be weight loss or just eating healthy or, you know, muscle gain or just building better habits. I hope we can empower you to take that first step, but also create a safe space for you to do so, because we don't believe in restriction over here. We believe in moderation, and we believe in a method that you can sustain for the rest of your life. I'm going to wrap this episode up because I can honestly talk for hours, and I will unpack so much more of my personal journey and experience as I interview these amazing experts that we have lined up. I hope that we deliver valuable content and just practical solutions that you can apply to your everyday to becoming a healthier you. So thank you so much for tuning in. Until our next bite.